Hello to all the geek enthusiasts and nerd aficionados. Mess 5150 here with Malice Cast Live Season 2, Episode 15. We're back. We're live. We're talking all things nerd. The podcast brought to you by malice-corp.com. On the show with me tonight, I have as my co-host, Mr. Big Papa Matt. How goes it, sir?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. I asked you first.
That's why I just replied with, hey, buddy, how you doing? Okay. You don't have nothing nice to say. You don't say nothing at all, right?
Oh that's how it's going to be. Okay. Also joining us on the cast, we have Masonic Vader.
Hey-o!
You can't hold that note for longer?
He's trying to touch our pitches right now. He wants to do some pitch touching.
Yeah. Actually, what it was is I was starting to do it, and I totally forgot what I was going to say, and had a Matt, had a Wes.
Yep.
Had a Wes.
I messed all the time.
Messed it all up
messed
over here.
Messed it all up here. Messing
it all up. That's why my name is Messed. And our female persuasion, Super Whovian Freak, is joining us tonight. How goes it, Super?
It's Friday. That's all you can say is it's Friday. And it needed to be Friday.
And look at that stupendous hair.
Yeah, your hair
is so beautiful.
I know. It was driving me nuts. I had this one little flip, and I was just like, nope, if I have to look at that for 45 minutes, I may punch my computer.
And then our last-minute addition for this week, due to some technical difficulties, we have Icy Zorro joining us on the cast tonight.
Yeah, technical difficulties. My computer's working. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing Super Who's hair tips and tricks. I can really use that.
That's going to be pretty damn sad. I can't do a lot with my hair. So.
Okay, so since it was a long pre-show, let's get right into the cast. So usually we start out with what we've been geeking out on, and that's what we'll start out with this week. Big Papa Matt, I'm gonna go to you first because you have the most recent thing to be geeking out on. In fact, you were geeking out on it right before the cast, I believe.
No. Yeah, I mean, I had a pretty awesome couple of days here. I got to watch Super Troopers 2. I got the new God of War. It's been phenomenal. God of War is so good. I have to put down Ni No Kuni 2. It's and Far Cry 5 now. So I'm all backlogged on that. But more than anything, I've been nerding out over the new, well, not the new ones, but I got the Warcraft Chronicles 1, 2, and I got 3 over here as well. This is 2. But they're so beautiful. They're just filled with pictures and hand-drawn mat. Like they're just gorgeous. So if you're a big Warcraft fan, I highly recommend those Chronicle books. I absolutely recommend God of War if you're a gamer. And I recommend Super Troopers 2 if you like to go to the movies and have a laugh.
Let's all go to the lobby.
No. They changed it in mine. I saw it today and they were doing Let's All Go to Wingstop.
I saw that on YouTube today, and I went, damn you, Wingstop. How dare you?
I figured they were doing that today because it's 4:20, so people were going to have the munchies after the movie.
Sure.
They sold themselves out to the corporate person, huh? I don't
It's like people only do things because they get paid, and that's really sad.
And we don't get paid, so thank you. What about you, Masonic Vader? What you been geeking out on?
Oh man, it's been a quiet geeky week until yesterday when we saw a certain trailer jump out, which I can't wait to be talking about. Also geeking out only to the fact that my kid's really into Pokemon and I have no freaking clue what he's talking about, so I have to start picking that up.
Yeah, he's
full on the rabbit hole, and I'm freaking like, come back, kid, it's too expensive.
Oh, look, Big Papa Matt is so happy to hear other people into Pokemon.
Oh man, I mean, who's not into Pokemon? Let's be real, it's a fantastic series. It's a great time, great characters, awesome story. There's no reason not to be.
There's it's a great man. You get to hang out with 8-year-olds.
No, 8-year-olds get to hang out with me. That's the
and you're very tight cap.
Hopefully no Wendellis fan. And we're moving on.
What have you been geeking out on, Super?
I actually did. Well, there's two things. One is I just finished season 4 of How to Get Away with Murder. So I binge watched like the last 8 episodes, ended very strong. I'm really looking forward to season 5. So I'm super excited to see where they, because they left it always on a cliffhanger. It's always on a cliffhanger with How to Get Away with Murder. So excited to see that come back. And then the second thing is, just like Buffy a few months ago had their 20th reunion, my other show from the 90s, and yes, I realized that none of you guys were probably into this show because it was geared more towards teenage girls, but Dawson Creek just had its 20th reunion. And that was super cool for me because I grew up, I mean, that was, you know, Buffy and Dawson's Creek and Charmed were the 3 shows that I grew up watching with my friends in high school. So it totally took me back to high school and just seeing, you know, the cast now, and Katie Holmes looks normal again now that she's away from Tom Cruise, and James Vanderbeek is making...
To interrupt you for talking about Dawson's Creek.
But yeah, but it was nice to see them, you know, like making fun of each other, and the fact that they brought up the infamous cry face, the Dawson cry face, where he's the meme. And yeah. You know, it was just, it was a fun interview, and it took me back to high school, which I enjoyed. So.
And now everybody's calculating, how old is Super? Lastly on cast, I see Zoro, what have you been geeking out on?
I mentioned I saw Super Troopers 2 today. It was quite funny. Not as good as the first one, but who really expected it to be. I've also been reading a ton of Deadpool, catching up on some of the main chronology stuff. I'm right in the middle of the end of the Dead Reckoning storyline. So, I don't know, just having a good time with that.
And in the chat room, they're talking about who's still playing WoW and who
we're talking about WoW. Expansions and great expansions and all that good stuff. So, you know, pandas over all. No, just kidding. Pandas were not the best of the best, but it was good stuff.
They're not the best, but they actually fit me fairly well because I tend to fall off cliffs a lot and they get less falling damage.
Falling damage. Yeah. That's a good one for you.
Yeah.
I recommend rogues or pandas for you. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
We should just get you a lot of gliders, though, so you can just have that on your toolbar. And, you
know. I've gotten a lot better since we've speeded up my computer, but when I had the lag really bad, like I would be going and I would be fine, and then suddenly I would shoot off a cliff, and I'd be like, well, there I go, I'm dead. So
time to walk back to my body.
Well, I have not played WoW for a very long time, so I'm completely lost in what you guys are
talking about. Yeah, great time. I think I quit somewhere in the middle of Cataclysm.
Yeah, it was something about growing up.
No, all my downtime got taken up by editing videos, so yeah. But that being said, let's move on to what we're really here to talk about, and that's going to be the nerd news. So the podcast for all things nerd. As Masonic Vader brought up yesterday, we got a new trailer that came out. It is the final trailer for Deadpool 2. And I thought it was pretty fantastic. I like the response that has happened since it has been ripping into other movies, like mentioning Thanos and mentioning the DC Universe. What did you guys think about the trailer?
You know what? The thing I liked about it most, no joke, and I think this was also from the first movie, was the use of perfect soundtrack. Like nothing better than watching Deadpool going, doing his thing and hearing all these cracks of the jokes. And in the background, you're hearing Mama Said Knock You Out.
Yeah. Or what was the song that was playing? Was it All Out of Love? That was playing as he ran out of the, building.
Oh, yeah.
All Out of Love. That was hilarious.
It seemed like it was a mix of using all the songs that they've used for all the previous trailers, just, yeah, put into the one trailer.
I'm starting to lean towards Big Papa Matt's view here. I've seen so many friggin' Deadpool trailers in the last month or two. I'm like, how much of the movie is there left for me to see?
Well, that's the thing about Deadpool. The trailers, I love the Deadpool trailers because usually a good portion of what's in the trailer doesn't pop up in the movies.
Not only that, though, you can't really show much of Deadpool because of the simple fact that it's not a red band trailer. If you find a red band trailer, whole different story, but everything's been green band, which simply means we're only seeing the things that we're ultimately expecting to see. But you know, there's all this other stuff that we're going to see that's just is going to make the movie. Like, I think what I appreciate about this actual trailer versus anything was the fact that they introduced some of the characters, because it's a lot of guys, a lot of people were a little confused. I especially liked the last guy who just showed up and was hired, and then they show him jumping out of the plane later. That was awesome.
You have any special skills or powers you want us to know about? No, I just saw the ad and decided to show up.
And great, you're hired. As the trailer shows, if you guys want to be part of a superhero team, just go to LinkedIn. There.
And his face when he's jumping out of the plane.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was good. The derivative line. Isn't that derivative?
What did you guys think about him throwing the jabs at, like, Thanos being – don't get your
– Cable?
Yeah.
When he asked if he's from the DC universe?
Well, he asked that too. He's like, so dark. Are you from the DC universe?
It's perfect. It's Deadpool. It's exactly what you want. It's the reason why he will probably be able to pull, if he really wants to, he can go past 3, 4, 5. He could probably get a good 6 movies out of it because there's so much in Deadpool. And Ryan Reynolds is so perfect for the character. And he loves the character. Like, a lot of people are perfect for the character. Like, Chris Evans is perfect for Captain America. Robert Downey Jr. perfect for Iron Man. However, these guys have expressed the fact that they're kind of getting done with them. And Ryan Reynolds is like, forget it. This is my love. And you could see you guys could probably squeeze 6 movies, if not more, out of them.
Please, God, no. Don't do that to that franchise.
Yeah, there's a joke in the trailer for this movie where they seem to be talking about, like, why would you even go past 2?
They'll probably do 3 or 4. I don't know if they'll do more than 4, but I could see them going 3 or 4.
I could see it going 6 just because Ryan Reynolds probably wants to tie that the whole Hugh Jackman love for Wolverine and Logan that they put into the Deadpool movies. He wants to tie that record that Hugh has for playing Wolverine more than any character has been played by an actor.
And who's to say they can't try to get him intertwined into the actual Marvel universe too? I mean, why wouldn't you? If that single movie alone is carrying that much weight behind it, could you imagine having him jump in later on, possibly with X-Force or something, trying to get him into the Marvel Cinematic Universe and kind of twisting him in there a little bit? That would be huge.
Well, yeah, I mean, isn't that what we've been confirmed is that Deadpool 3 will be X-Force? I thought.
Pretty much. It's almost like this is the intro. I can't recall reading if it was actually going to go through with it or if what they were going to do, but I've understood is that this is the introduction to him. Absolutely.
Yeah, I read one article that said that Deadpool 2 is basically just a commercial for Deadpool 3, the entire thing. But I still think it'll be a good movie to watch, so I'll enjoy it. And there, let's see.
Yeah, I just rewatched the first one recently, and it's still hilarious. I'm really looking forward to this.
Jack Mouse says, if you can make 10 Friday the 13th, 300 Rocky movies, why not 6 Deadpools?
I like that thought process. He's right on cue.
Maybe they should do the reverse of a Community, you know, 6 movies in a television season.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was six seasons and a movie.
I know. That's why I said the reverse.
I know. The funny thing is the Joel McHale show on Netflix, they have the guy that plays the dean working a coffee shop, and they make the joke, nice. Well, I guess it's just 6 seasons in a donut or something. But yeah, moving on. Let's move into the next main topic that we were going to talk about, and that is Stranger Things 3. So we have learned quite a few things about Stranger Things 3, and that's what we wanted to talk about, was what we know so far. So first and foremost, the thing that came out first is the next season will be another couple years time jump, this time taking place in 1985. And for all those geeks of movies, 1985 should get you super, super excited, because the summer of 1985 was by far one of the best years of movies ever. So the Easter eggs that we can potentially get out of that, I mean, I want to get a thought from you guys if there's any Easter eggs that you'd like to see them throw towards. Indiana Jones was 1985. Back to the Future was 1985. I mean, there's a ton of, just look up the list of movies 1985 and you'll see all this stuff that came out in that summer. There's documentaries on that specific summer. we got Ghostbusters in the last season. Do you think we should get like an Indiana Jones kind of Easter egg or Big Papa Matt? You're looking very serious.
I haven't seen it. I don't have any opinion on it, honestly. I'm not going to either. I'll avoid it at all costs.
Avoid what? Stranger Things 3?
Yeah.
Did you watch any of the Stranger Things?
I watched all the Stranger Things. What?
Then why we're talking about...
We're not talking about a trailer.
Oh, I thought you were still on the trailer. That's my bad, then.
No.
yeah, the casting.
Hey, lift that beanie up a little bit. I think it's taking who...
You can't hear through it.
I know, that's why I just lifted it up.
So. When we're talking about Stranger Things 3, what we know so far, the first thing that we know is that it's getting that the third season will take place in 1985, which, like I said, was one of the biggest summers of movies ever. That you had Indiana Jones releasing in that year. You had Back to the Future releasing in that year. It was a huge, huge year for geeks of movies. And that's why I was wondering is if there's any like Easter eggs that you'd like to see kind of pop up.
Cause they already did Ghostbusters, so they don't need to do anything else for me. Keep those kids running around in brown coveralls. I'm good.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see the Back to the Future twist with it. I wouldn't see why they wouldn't even go into possibly television, because that was also a really good age for television, like stuff like the A-Team and Airwolf and all those other shows at that time, Knight Rider. So I wouldn't see why they wouldn't be able to possibly plug a TV show in there too.
Yeah. The three that I see that would be the biggest though, as far as movies, would be Back to the Future, Goonies, and Weird Science. Like those three feel like they would fit right into those characters' wheelhouse.
Oh, it's got to be Goonies.
Especially considering they had Sean Astin on last season.
But this is Goonies. Like this is the millennial Goonies. Like that's what Stranger Things is.
Yeah.
So why go and like? I mean, yeah, it would be fun, I'm sure. But and I think that's why Sean Astin was even in here. I think this is the millennial Goonies. Like this is your kid adventure doing huge things to save their town, their friends, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, do we really need him to punch Goonies more in the face?
It'd be fun. I mean, if you think about it, you got a group of four people. I mean, it's not like Back to the Future. What do you got? You got Doc and Marty and what, the dog? So you're kind of leaving some people out. And Indiana Jones, once again, you only have Indiana Jones and, and Indiana Jones. So, I mean.
Come on, so man. Are you kidding me? What's the little short round, man?
Short round's in the next movie, man. He's in Temple of Doom. He's not in the Raiders of the Lost Ark. Raiders of the Lost Ark, you got Willie. That's about it. Oh, and his little buddy, the old guy who was a professor, the kind of absent-minded one.
Yeah. The other thing that we got is we got some new casting for Stranger Things 3. So Carrie Ewells will be cast into the show as well as Jake Busey. And Carrie Ewells is playing Mayor Klein. He's going to be the mayor of Hawkins.
Have I been saying it wrong all my life? I thought it was Elwes.
I don't know.
I always say everything wrong.
You guys should know this by now.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights. It's Robin Hood.
When did Princess Bride come out?
86?
86. Oh, are we just off by a year? I was going to say they could make some good Princess Bride jokes, but... Not if it hadn't come out yet.
Going to, because the character that he's playing is more concerned with his own image than with the citizen of the Hawkins.
Yeah. City. You could find a way to work a joke in. But not if it hasn't come out yet, because that's just pandering. So.
Well, I think it's awesome how they casted those guys, though, too, because if you think about it, Carrie Eels was freaking big time in the 80s. And, I mean, Jake Busey didn't come around till later, but God, if you just shave his hair back off and make him look 10 years ago, it's his dad all over again, you know?
Yeah. And like I said, you always join the show live here on twitch.tv/MaliceCorp because there's two different shows going on. We have a show in the chat room going on about Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot. And then you have us talking Stranger Things 3 here on the cast. So
makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing ever. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so I mean, Jake Busey's just playing a reporter. So for the Hawkins Post, with questionable morals and a twisted sense of humor,
and teeth that are way too big.
Yes,
he hasn't fixed those things yet.
Nah, heck no, man.
So let's ask this: what do you think about that casting? So should both the characters live to be in the next season after that, or should they die like we brought up our Goonie guy,
Barb and Bob?
Yeah, man. If Bob doesn't live, no one should live.
if either of those people's characters start with the letter B, they're going to die.
Is that going to be the Stranger Things thing, like the red shirt in Star Trek? Is anybody's name starts with a B, you're done?
Barb died in season one. Bob died in season
two. Well, that's what we need to start up right now. We need to raise our arms for give them both B names so they can be gone.
Well, is it going to be just strictly a B name, or does it have to be like B and then something starting after O, because you got Barb with BA and then Bob with BO. Brent with BR. I don't know.
I wonder if their idea, the whole process of when they're casting people, it would be also like trying to keep to the time, I guess, in a sense. Bring back someone who's relative at that point in movies, like they brought Sean Austin. Now they're going to bring Carrie Hughes. Maybe they're going to continuously do this as they're going through however many seasons they have.
Yeah, well, as you were saying that, I looked at it. Jake Busey's character's name is Bruce.
Yes.
There we go.
I think we need to start a pool as to which episode he goes by.
I'm going to say episode 5.
Way to take dead center. I'll take 6 just to get you by 1.
That's the other thing about this that we know so far. This is going to be a shorter season than the previous seasons. I don't know exactly how many episodes.
Going with episode 2.
I mean, how many episodes did the previous season have? I mean, they didn't have very many.
Yeah, there were 10, I believe.
10's a good number. Why would you go less than 10?
It says the season, the number of episodes will be dictated by the amount of story that excites us. So I guess they didn't have enough of a story that they, and you know what? I like that.
Creative integrity.
That's, I think, one of the downfalls of Iron Fist was trying to fill a full season when it probably would have been a better show if it was down to 6 episodes or something like that.
I think you meant to say 2 episodes.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah. 2 episodes. But that's what I mean is don't try and stretch something out because you can make more episodes of something particular if the better story is told in that smaller setting. And then maybe it means season 4 will get 14 episodes because it'll be a much more grandiose story that's better telling. Who knows? Yeah. So,
regardless of the length of season, I'm probably going to finish the whole thing in 2 days anyway. So,
yeah.
So. Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's almost like they're doing so good with the first 2 seasons that you're like, well, maybe they should do a couple less just to keep the positive going, and hopefully, like you said, not do too much. It's really hard, man. They have such a great concept. It's such a great show. I really hope that they are able to continue however they will go, and they go out on top versus dragging it out.
Yeah.
So do you think season 3 is it then? Is that all they're doing and it's boom done? Or
I think we'll get one more season. I think maybe four.
And my thing is, and it goes back to, you know, any other references they want to play with and things like that in that time period in the 80s, is this crew, the writers here, you know, they talked about it in the season 2 extra stuff, the interviews, where they're not just going to have a story to have a story, which is why season 2 took so long to get out after season 1. If they can't make something right and they can't do it the way they want to do it, they're not going to. And if we're going to get 8 episodes or 6 episodes that are phenomenal and amazing because it's what they want to put out there, then do it. But don't, I 100% am about not forcing that don't give us stuff just to give us numbers. So,
well, yeah. On that point, Ross Duffer, one of the Duffer brothers, one of the creators of the show, said to Vulture, "We're thinking it'll be a 4-season thing and then out. By then, the original band of adorable preteens will be ready for college. We just have to keep adjusting the story. I don't know if we can justify something bad happening to them once a year. So it's not going to be a Jack Bauer thing where they're just going to, you know, every day."
Boys, it's January 1st. Time to save the world.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so, should have it varied up. It's got to happen at different points of the year. Like, it would just be ridiculous, like, the same time every year. And then it's like, well, why would you even be at that town at that time? Just leave. You know, like, you know it's coming, just leave.
Well, I think that's one of the things that they were doing with this season, because the previous one was they were in school and this is going to be summer. So, yeah, otherwise it's like, uh-oh, and the school year is coming around. Get ready.
Yes. Well, if it was me, I'd figure out, well, there's all this craziness going on. Why don't I just move to Wisconsin or something?
Yeah, just not upside down,
man. It's parallel to you. It's not just in the town. It's everywhere. It's the upside down.
Yeah, exactly.
That was actually one of the few problems I had with Buffy was that, like, it was the same timing every year. Like, oh man, another big bad. Ugh.
Those vampires just like certain times of the year, man. That's on them.
Exactly. So, we'll get more Stranger Things 3 as it comes along. And if you guys haven't caught up on the series, if you have Netflix, you can always watch it there. But if you don't and you like actually owning everything on DVD and Blu-ray and whatnot, you can always purchase them on Amazon. And as you know, if you go to our website, malice-corp.com, click on any of the Amazon links that are there, and anything you purchase on Amazon, it will help you get your stuff, and we will get a little bit of help too, because like I said, we're not paid to do this. So, but let's move on to the...
You're not getting paid for this? Are they just like keeping you in a room and cattle prodding you?
Yep, exactly.
Oh, man, all right, well.
But we're getting paid. From now. We are getting paid to cattle prod him, though.
Oh, there it is. That's what it is. Got it.
The joy of cattle prodding.
Yeah. And like I said, now they've moved on to Batfleck in the chat room. So, okay, let's move on to the next bit of story that we had to talk about. I wanted the person that knows a lot more about this, because I was talking about it before the cast, but Avengers 4, there was some casting stuff that was noticed in the filming. People were actually watching some of the filming and taking some pictures. And they had an actress that was playing the daughter of... let me see if I can find it here real quick. The daughter of Paul Rudd's character, but she was an adult actress, Casey Lang. Who isn't a little girl, which Paul Rudd's character is a little girl in Ant-Man. And so there's now been rumors that maybe Avengers 4 goes into a time travel type of thing. What do you guys think on that? Big Papa Matt, you heard more about what's going on with this. So
yeah, so there's been a lot of stuff taken from the sets right now. One of the biggest ones they saw was Ant-Man, Captain America, and Doctor Strange all had... these kind of big blocky X's on their wrists on these set photos. And the talk is that this team of three here is going to start manipulating time, going into the future, going backwards in time to try and correct the fight in New York City from Avengers 1. There's something that happened in that fight that they are trying to change the outcome to prevent Thanos from ever kind of being aware of the Earth and what's on the Earth with the Infinity Stones, things of that nature. So that's kind of what's been getting thrown around, because the set pieces that were taking pictures of were the New York fight, the New York battle from Avengers 1. So that's kind of the rumors going around right now. We'll see what actually comes of that, but that looks like what's going to be happening is Avengers 4 is going to be a big timepiece set, or a time travel set.
Yeah. So, I mean, do we think that's it's what, 10 years now that we've been in this universe? Is that the way that they're going to recast characters, you think? Because people are going to start getting older and not wanting to play specific characters anymore. Maybe we get our Jane Foster Thor.
Oh, No.
It was a big story arc in the comics.
Yeah. You know what? That's an interesting idea, though, because of the fact that, like, it's already been out there that Chris Evans has said he's looking to move on, but that sounds like he's actually going to be carrying the franchise for another couple movies on top of that. So I'm down for that because I really want Chris Evans to stay as Captain America as long as he can until eventually they decide to give it to Falcon or possibly Winter Soldier. But it'd be interesting to see how they would be able to pull that off and how they would, like, as far as, or what they will affect altogether. Like, how many people will they be able to bring back from the original cast and how long would they be able to continue to go?
And I could definitely see time travel being something that they're playing with because, I mean, they're doing it on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. If I remember correctly, Doctor Strange should be able to manipulate time in some way. Like, they've got a couple of different paths that they can create, you know, the Marvel equivalent of Flashpoint. It's a possibility.
Wouldn't
surprise me.
It'd probably be something to do with the Tesseract, probably opening up the portal. Maybe go as far as where Tony Stark threw the nuke in the portal, something to kind of, you know, get the idea that Thanos saw what was going on.
Well, and the idea was to do something in that fight where Thanos thinks that the Earth was destroyed so that he never has to come and finish off the job, you know, make it seem like that first fight was the one that settled everything and destroyed that Earth, because that's what he's there to do, right? Thanos, his story, this story of Avengers Infinity War is going to be a Thanos movie, is what everybody's talking about. All the directors are talking about. This is a Thanos film, and his whole thing is he's there to destroy all life because, you know, he wants to impress Lady Death or whoever he's trying to impress in this universe to kill everybody.
No, he only wants to kill half the human race. Remember that. It's only half.
He wants to impress Lady Death by killing humans and mortals.
Yeah, I thought it was half of all life in the universe, not half of humans.
So that's your difference from this, you know, Infinity War and your comic books. He's there to kill. He's there to end life.
I didn't hear anything that you just said because if you guys go back about 30 seconds and watch the video and see me jump, and my heart stopped because something was playing in the background that sounded like a bunch of gunshots were going off by my house all of a sudden.
Oh gosh. I started
freaking out. None of us heard that, so good. No, it's in my
I have no idea what you just said.
I was going to say, I thought that was a line in the preview. Wasn't there a line in the preview for Infinity Wars where he says, like, half the life on Earth is going to be destroyed and what's left is...
I think Gamora said it, didn't she? When she was talking to Tony Stark?
Right. Okay. I couldn't remember who said it, but I distinctly remember that line of, he's here to take out half the, you know, half the population or whatever, and what's going to be left is, but they don't specify what it is that he's, I mean, is he cleansing the Earth? Is he, you know?
No, he's there to kill everybody. He's there to kill. And Jack's got my back on that one in the comics. He's there to kill everybody. In the movies, he's there to kill half. Which is, I don't know. What's the difference? You're still killing everybody on Earth, so.
Well, you got to have some slaves afterwards, right?
We're making a Stargate movie all of a sudden. So, and if you guys want to see what the differences are between the books and the comic, the comic books and the movies, head over to Turbo Comics. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them online. They are the premier comic shop from Idaho, and they will send you whatever you're looking for if they can get their hands on it for you. And it gives you a nice little tie-up to what's going on in the Marvel Cinematic Universe versus what happened on the comic books and all that type of stuff. So, check them out. They're a great bunch of guys. Max is one of our favorites over there. So, So the other thing that they were saying with this is, and I don't know how many of you guys are Marvel fanboys or anything like that, or fangirls, but they're saying that doing this time travel thing, potentially that it could set up Young Avengers. They're already bringing back the kid that was in Iron Man 3. So he has a tie to that. Then you have Giant Man, Ant-Man's daughter is part of the team and everything. So this could be our next wave of Avengers that we end up getting, because they were talking about creating a new Avengers at some point.
That's true. You mean, not retire, but let them go do their own thing and then get the new cast in. Although I think they could keep Paul Rudd as Ant-Man, because I swear that man is not human and he has not aged. He looks exactly the same as he did when he played on Friends.
Yeah, he doesn't. He looks maybe 2 or 3 years older than he was in Clueless.
Yeah, yeah. And that's mostly just the hair, because he's got a different haircut. It is ridiculous.
He's drinking goat blood on a daily basis, probably.
There's your Deadpool tie into this universe. Jack was saying that it was Lady Death that Thanos is in love with, but Lady Death is in love with Deadpool. So that's where Thanos and Deadpool come into the mix and start fighting. So there's your love triangle that we can finally mix the two universes together.
If it happens, there was a report that Dark Phoenix from an actual exec at Fox that Dark Phoenix will be the last of the Fox universe Marvel films altogether, and then they're going to reboot into the Disney universe. But the Deadpool still might stay on the outskirts in his own little universe. So
what, Disney doesn't want Deadpool? Seriously? I want to see Deadpool going down the Main Street electrical parade.
I don't think it's that they don't want Deadpool. I think it's that they don't want to change things when they've already got a cash cow happening right now, and to fit it into the Disney mold, they would have to.
You cannot fit Deadpool in a Disney mold.
Come on. How cool would it be to see the parade going down Disneyland Main Street, and then just Deadpool pops out of a shop and just starts slicing all the characters around. Beast gets killed, the candlestick gets cut in half, it goes down, finds Mickey and just kills him, and says, "Hey, Minnie, how you doing?" You know?
Come on. Away.
So does anybody want to try and fix this?
There's too many people cosplaying as Deadpool anyway, so you don't need anybody in like the main parade doing it. So
does anybody want to try and fix this one? Jack Mouse says, "I'm a DC fanboy that hates Superman." Explain that one. So
hey man, the things you love the most, you also hate at the same time. So.
Thank you for putting that in, because I'm not jumping in that one. I'm not jumping in on that one.
No. Yeah, and I'm not going to comment on the last thing that Jack said on there. We don't want to piss off the Disney fans.
It's a wrong beehive to poke.
Yeah, they can get brutal. So that was the it that we found for the nerd news. However, we had a nice little fun game that we were going to try out and play this week, because we were going to talk about TV show bubbles. So are you rocking out to music, or are you shaking your head, Big Bob?
I'm just enjoying what's going on. I'm just getting in the mood for the game, bro. Is that all right? I can't get some hype on for some game time. I mean, Super's doing it.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it's just you're the one that's on my screen right now, so that's why.
Don't be mad that I got moves, bro. That I got chair moves. All right, the top half of this body, it moves like
I don't think you're ready for that, Jelly.
The top half of this body, it moves like Dirty Dancing Havana Nights. The bottom half doesn't move at all. So.
Moves like Santa Claus in his prime.
it's more like the Jolly Green Giant on this bottom half. It just kind of goes forward.
The Beyonce jab just flew right by him.
I'm okay with that. It was more of an appreciation, and that's why I just let it go there.
Oh, I thought you were referencing the Beyonce song. I don't think you're ready for that, Jelly.
Yeah, you can't take offense to anything when you're mentioned in the same sentence as Queen Bey. All right,
I know.
Exactly.
It's possible.
That's a mic drop right there, buddy. Mic drop.
It's true. It's true.
Okay, well, what the TV show bubbles are shows that are on the verge of potentially getting canceled. We thought we would take a fun little mix with it. There's a game that people play when they have to choose between marrying, killing, and doing something else. We don't know if anybody has their earmuffs on, so we're not going to say what the other thing is. But we're going to do that with these TV shows that are on the bubble, which is going to be renew, cancel, or reboot. So I'm going to give three shows, and I want to get your guys' thoughts on if the show should be renewed, if it should be canceled, or if it should be rebooted, and why.
So the difference between like renew and reboot being reboot, like new cast, renew, bring back the old
new
folks.
Cast, new writing type of thing, whatever it would do to fix it to make it a better show.
Well, a good example would be Roseanne was renewed after so many years. Rebooting would be Roseanne with somebody totally different.
Thanks for mansplaining that.
You're welcome, sir. You're welcome.
So let's go with the comic book genre. I'm going to give you Gotham, iZombie, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Go ahead, Super.
All right, well, I would definitely renew iZombie because that's right now one of my favorite shows on television. It's hilarious. The fact that one of the episodes from earlier this season, they were at a club and they put on her favorite song and she's like, no, you can't leave right now. You got to go dance to your favorite song. And it was freaking Space Jam. And I'm like, come on, like nobody favorite song is freaking Space Jam.
What? That's everybody's song. Favorite song. Yeah. It was a generation's favorite song.
It was hilarious. It was a nice throwback. I would probably kill Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. just because I stopped watching it a while ago. And cancel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then I would renew the reboot. Was it reboot?
Yeah.
Reboot, yeah.
Yeah, reboot.
Whatever's left.
Gotham.
Whatever's left.
Well, I mean, is there a way that you could think of to reboot it to make it a show that you'd want to watch?
No.
Maybe reboot it with something memorable that I can actually remember what frickin' night it's on and what frickin' network it's on so I remember to go watch it. I've heard it's good. I just never remember when it's on and then it's like, oh, crap, I forgot it this week. Well, I guess I'm 18 episodes behind now, so.
I think I'm a full, like, three seasons behind. I think I watched the first season and I was like, yeah, I don't have time for this.
Yeah, the first season, like, literally, I felt like it was dragging my dead corpse through it, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm done with this. And then I heard season two was phenomenal, and then I haven't heard a word about it since season two is over. So
we're still talking about Gotham, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're finally introducing the Joker, finally.
maybe get a, I don't want to say a well-known actor, but get a face, because I can't even tell you who's on the show.
Donald Logue playing his partner in the first season is pretty much the only person I remember. And the guy that played Alfred was semi-recognizable.
Jada Pinkett Smith was in there. She was playing.
That is a way to get me to not watch the show.
Jack Mouse
wanted a face, and I gave you a face.
I think Jack Mouse is saying about Gotham. He says reboot it and add the Flash to it, then he'll watch it.
Absolutely.
Right.
I would get rid of iZombie. I would renew Gotham, and I would reboot Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And the way I would reboot Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is get back to what we talked about a week or two ago, the premise of what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a filler in between the movies to keep you interested in the Marvel universe and tie them all together, because that's what they did. And since then, they've kind of like gone and done their own separate thing. I'm really hoping they will tie in this season to what's going to be happening. But for the last two or three seasons, they've been doing their own thing, and they haven't brought any of the cast from any of the movies in. And that's what really made Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. solid. So you reboot it, you put a new system in there. You hopefully keep Phil Coulson, cause he's the only thing that's really tying the original or the movies to it. But then you integrate it back in with the storyline and keep people interested into it in between movies, because it takes 2 years for movies to come out. So you play it for a season, you're good to go.
Yeah, they haven't really integrated it since Winter Soldier and exposing of Hydra.
Simplify. I didn't mean to cut you off there. Sorry. Simplify the plot lines. You've got too many plot lines going on. That was the downfall that Heroes had, was you had too many important plot lines clashing against each other and nothing worked. So just simplify the plot lines, tie it back in with the movies, and you're good to go. And by the way, do the same thing with Defenders. You know what I mean? Simplify and tie it in.
Yeah, I got to I gotta go renew iZombie. I agree with Super. It's hitting on all cylinders right now. It's still a fantastic show. Doesn't need to be changed. Reboot Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm enjoying it, but it feels like they're kind of coming to a point where it could naturally, like, reach the end of its story arc. Like they're going out on some crazy limbs. The first half of the season, they were trapped on the spaceship in the, like, 90 years in the future, where you know, after the Earth had been destroyed. I'm like, yeah, okay,
like Quake,
weird, yeah. And then, yeah, I mean, apparently none of us actually watch Gotham all that much. So, yeah, cancel that.
I used to pretty heavily. I haven't watched any of this season, really. But
yeah,
more than I watched.
Sir Tal Moore in the chat room was saying that he only watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for Ghost Rider. So if they're bringing in awesome characters like Ghost Rider, I say renew it. Or actually renew iZombie, because we have a ton of fans. And I hear it's a great show, even though I haven't watched it. Let's reboot Agents and let's cancel some Gotham.
Yeah, so Gotham is getting the axe, it seems. So, and welcome Sir Talmor to the chat room. I want to throw this threesome out in terms of which ones to do, because this is going to be a hard one, I think, for Super Whovian that I want to get her. Aww. So renew, reboot, and cancel between Blacklist, Blindspot, and Timeless.
Okay, well, I would definitely cancel Blindspot because I don't even think I've seen that show. I would probably reboot Blacklist. I would keep James Spader.
Yeah.
But you could probably get rid of some of the side characters that have become a little redundant. And then go back to stop focusing so much on his relationship with Lizzie. I know it's what drives the... But you don't need to make it such a soap opera like it did in season 4 that I just finished. Go back to his antagonist, you know, that end, the way that they ended season 4 with his fight against his former assistant, whose name I can't think of at the moment. It's totally escaping me.
Dembe?
No. The female, the one that hit all the bodies.
Oh yeah. Mr. What's his name?
Mr. Yeah. I can't remember what her name was.
Yeah.
And that was fantastic.
Mr. Kaplan.
Yeah, there you go. So go back to that and don't make it such a soap opera between him and, you know, Elizabeth Keane. And it works a lot better. And definitely keep Timeless because that show is awesome.
And in the chat room as well for the last three, Sir Talmor said that they need to bring A-list heroes to S.H.I.E.L.D. And that, I agree with that. So... Mm-hmm. And they also said that they do watch Gotham, and they said the season is solid. Yeah. But I see. Do you have any opinion on those three?
I don't watch Timeless. I've heard great things about it, so I do watch the other two. Blacklist. The only reason that show exists is James Spader chews scenery like nobody else.
That guy can monologue with the best of them.
Serious. Oh, and yeah, I'm a little. If you just hit the end.
honestly, I didn't even realize all three of those were still showing.
News to me. Honestly, I think I'd be okay with canceling Blindspot. It's to the point where, like, I watched the first half of this season and I just didn't care anymore. And then
you can bring Sif back to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah,
I was about to say that. Yeah, bring her back. Great.
Jamie Alexander, she's fantastic.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. But yeah, so I guess I would have to say cancel Blindspot, renew Timeless just for Super, and reboot Blacklist.
Okay.
Beacon also thanks you for the renew Timeless.
Ah, yeah. So, okay. Well, that's getting down to the end of our show for this week. Wah, wah, wah. We will be back here every Friday, 8 p.m. to talk all things nerd and nerd news. This was a new segment we were trying out. This is something that we might do on a regular basis around fall and summertime when we're starting to get the shows that are on the bubble of being canceled. If you guys liked it, please leave a comment letting us know that that's something. And let us know, what would you renew, reboot, and cancel as well between the shows that we talked about? the other big thing of business right now is we did bring the Nerd Fight back last week for the best robot in television and film. And I didn't know if maybe you guys didn't know what was going on, because we need some votes. Right now, I think the winner, the leading pack is Data with 6 votes, but let's go through who's on that vote. And this is going to go through to next week.
But I've been promoting it on Twitter, but I just don't think it's getting any hits. So I'll try harder.
It was in honor of International Robotics Week last week. So we were just having fun with it, deciding to choose our favorite robots from TV and film. The choices that were on the list was Data from Star Trek Next Generation, Bender from Futurama, Johnny Five from Short Circuit, Marvin the Robot from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Mechagodzilla from Godzilla, R2-D2 from Star Wars, and Tweaky from Buck Rogers.
I'm still laughing. But it's a third. Thank you very much. At the fact that the person that nominated Tweaky didn't even know what his name was. He told me it was Tweaky.
I think it was an autocorrect in the typing.
I couldn't. Oh, I was laughing so hard because I was looking for Tweaky the robot, and I'm like, I'm not finding this. I'm like, what am I looking for?
That dang autocorrect, man. Let me tell you.
So, anyways.
And Sir Talmor brings up, what about the girl from Small Wonder? Good robot to put. I thought of Vicky.
Yeah. When I was a little kid, I thought about Vicky too.
Okay.
Wow.
And when I was a little kid. Come on.
Wow. Windowless van in his Matchbox set.
I was 8. I didn't have a windowless van.
Forged in Fire is what everybody's screaming on the chat room now. So
it will kill.
And what about the fembots from Austin Powers? Yeah. So yeah. So make sure to go to malice-corp.com. Make sure to vote for your favorite. And you can do that every 12 hours. That's going to go until next Friday. So let's talk about where we can follow everybody so that you can talk to us when we're not live streaming or talking all things nerd here on the chat. Super, go ahead and go first. Where can we follow you?
Oh, you know what? You can come follow me on Twitter at SuperHoovyAndNut. We always have a good time over there. And you can come follow me on Instagram. I'm finally starting to get more active on Instagram, so you can come follow me over there as well. And, yeah, just come talk to me. I like talking to people.
Nice. What about you, Masonic Vader?
All right. Well, you can follow me on Twitter for Masonic Vader, at Masonic Vader, excuse me. PlayStation Network, Masonic Vader 71. You can also follow me on Instagram on that. But also, as we've mentioned in the chat, we've also got a new chat room that's coming on. Malice-Corp Smack Talk. It's going to be our new chat live, and you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram as that as well.
Nice. Yeah, that'll be coming out as soon as we can figure out how to get it loaded.
It was a good
cast. You guys, if you are into wrestling at all, even if you're not, it was fun to listen to while they were recording it. So definitely check it out when it comes out. We will be sending out tweets and Facebook notifications about that when it comes out. Icy Zorro, where can we follow you?
At Icy Zorro on Twitter and Instagram. There's a ton of stuff up there recently from my trip to France, and just going to be kind of continuing on with the wine stuff.
And the epicness, Mr. Big Papa Matt.
So you guys know where you can find me most of the time. Big Papa Matt on malice-corp.com. You can also follow me, Big Papa Matt, on Twitter and Instagram. You can also follow the other fantastic shows of the family of Malice Core at Nerd Mosh Pit, at Quest for 100, and our newest show, All for Comics, on Twitter. That show is called Comics for All, so a little reverse there. So have some fun getting that one down. But we just got episode two done. It is now on the site. You can check it out. And we're currently just waiting on iTunes approval right now for them as well. So that one with myself, Pete, Max from Turbo Comics, and Marley. So make sure to go check out Turbo Comics on Facebook. Like them. Let them know what they're great at. They're great at everything, in my opinion. They are fantastic. I really can't wait to order a few things from them. And then also, you know, all the stuff we talk about, go and check out that Amazon link like Wes talked about. Hit us up. Enjoy some of those things on there. It helps us out a lot. If you go to mouse-corp.com, click on our Amazon link. It really does support the shows a lot. So thank you guys.
Yeah. And you can follow this cast at MaliceCast on Twitter. You can see it written right there. You can follow our producer, Jack Malice, at Jack_Malice on Twitter. You can follow us on Instagram at Malice_Corp. You can follow me on Twitter at Mest_MaliceCorp or on Instagram at Mest5150. I appreciate you guys coming out and joining us this week. We will be back next Monday for the Fear the Walking Dead cast, and then we'll be back next Friday for another week of All Things Nerd on MaliceCast Live. We may not have Beacon or Masonic Vader here, because it's in the chat room. It sounds like Beacon's going to be hunting down Masonic Vader for wanting to cancel iZombie. So we'll see what happens with that.
Hey, I'm just going to throw out there, perfectly honest, I've never watched iZombie, but it was one of those three options, so I had to go with the one I didn't watch.
You know,
so.
I understand. There you go. But you got Beacon. Beacon's now on the hunt after you.
Broadcasting next week from Secret Lair, California.
But thank you guys for joining us, and you guys keep nerding on.
Peace.
Peace.